From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. An American imprisoned in Myanmar is due to leave the country shortly. John Yetaw sparked the trial of detained opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi when he swam to her lakeside home uninvited. Suu Kyi's house arrest was extended by 18 months. Yetaw was sentenced to 7 years hard labor. Virginia Senator Jim Webb secured Yetaw's release after meeting with Myanmar's military leader Saturday. Yetaw is now reported to have been handed over to an American consular official. President Obama and his family are due to take a tour of the Grand Canyon Sunday. They're now in Arizona, traveling there after another town hall-style meeting in Grand Junction, Colorado, on his proposals to overhaul the nation's health care system. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The president told a mostly supportive audience that it's vital the nation's health care system be fixed. He said he wants to help the tens of millions of people who are uninsured now get insurance and to protect people from rising premiums and limits on coverage due to pre-existing conditions. At times, it sounded like the presidential campaign all over again.
So if you want a different future, a brighter future, I need your help. I need you to stand for hope. I need you to knock on doors. I need you to spread the word. Because we are going to get this done this year. Thank you, Grand Junction.
He did get some pointed questions from people doubtful that private companies will be able to compete if a government insurance provider is set up. Don Gagne, NPR News, Grand Junction, Colorado.
China has begun talking about cutting its greenhouse gas emissions, but as Larry Miller reports from London, concrete action does not appear likely anytime soon.
China will only start to bring down its carbon emissions in 40 years, according to the head of its climate change department. Su Wei told London's Financial Times 2050 is the target date, after which emissions will start to fall. This is the first time the world's biggest carbon emitter has provided a time frame of any kind. Yet the report says his estimate of the peak of Chinese emissions is in line with the more pessimistic forecasts. Su insisted China still needs to grow its economy and that it's too early to discuss capping emissions. UN-sponsored climate change talks in December will be seeking such caps, but China, as well as India, say developed nations should cut theirs first since global warming began with them. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The first two named tropical storms of the season have formed over the Atlantic. Tropical Storm Anna is heading toward the Leeward Islands. The National Hurricane Center's Robbie Berg says Anna could threaten land.
Over the next couple of days, we do expect Anna to approach the Caribbean. For that reason, we do have tropical storm watches up for the Dutch, Netherlands, Antilles, and for portions of the British and U.S. Virgin Islands, as well as some of the other islands in the Lesser Antilles, such as St. Kitts, Nevis, and Anguilla.
Anna is not expected to gain strength over the next 24 hours, but forecasters say Tropical Storm Bill could become a hurricane. This is NPR. Iran's supreme leader has appointed a new judiciary chief while Iranian opposition activists allege jailed protesters have been tortured and raped. Dale Gablack reports.
Sadiq Larijani, a member of Iran's hardline Guardian Council, is expected to face controversy immediately in his new job. Iran will put 25 more people on trial Sunday. They join more than 100 activists who are in the dock following arrests and massive protests disputing President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's re-election in June. The activists are accused of attempting to overthrow the ruling Islamic clerical system through a soft revolution. Larijani is taking over the judiciary as fresh allegations surface that several protesters were tortured to death in prison. Iranian hardliners have already rejected claims by opposition leader Mahdi Karoubi that some male and female imprisoned protesters were brutally raped by their jailers. But Karoubi insists he has evidence proving their mistreatment. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
Thousands of people are being forced from their homes by nearly a dozen wildfires burning in parts of California. Firefighters are starting to get a handle on one in the Santa Cruz Mountains, but the terrain there is difficult. John Olson is a firefighter with Cal Fire. He says the Lockheed Fire is burning in a remote area.
It's very steep country. There's a lot of different fuel types up there. You know, a lot of grass and a lot of big redwoods.
The Lockheed Fire has blackened some 8 square miles since Wednesday. It's prompted mandatory evacuations of several wineries and about 2,400 residents of two mountain communities. Meanwhile, the Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Department says that a week-old wildfire burning in the Los Padres National Forest was started by a campfire set by marijuana growers. This is NPR.